Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, I'm Kelly. And you guys ever gotten a call from the police? Just randomly wanting to call you and be like, hey, what's up? Because yesterday...
I don't think so, to answer your question.
Yesterday, I was on the phone with my girlfriend's back home, and I was telling her that I lost my wallet on the very first day of my 38th year.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I told her, I was like, I'm 99% sure I left it on the roof of my car. I'm not... I that 1%, though, there's a doubt there that it might be somewhere in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Wishful thinking. And while I'm on the phone, I get a random number. And I don't love to answer those these days, but I was like, this seems... Something in my gut tells me I need to answer this. And I said, hello. And they said, hey, it's this city police calling. And I'm like, oh, my God, what happened?
Yeah.
And they said. Yeah.
They're not just calling to say, hey.
Nope. They said, hey, somebody showed up and turned in your wallet.
Hey! Hey!
Wow.
And I was like, this is crazy. And the fact they had my phone number is kind of wild, too. But they've been pretty helpful the last couple of years for me. So.
Yeah, it's not really too surprising.
You're on speed
honestly.
Dial.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, that's amazing. And the lady probably like pulled the phone away from her ear because I'm laughing and yelling. And I was like, dang it, I just canceled all my cards. And she was like, that's super responsible of you. What happened? And I was like, well, tell me where they found it. Was it near this area? And she goes, no, it's like half a mile away. And I was like, I was right. It was definitely on the roof of my car. It was definitely on the roof of my car. Went flying. Now, the thing is, the wallet that I have in my hand, if you're a fancy idiot, you can see on camera, is my teeny little wallet that I carry everywhere with me, which is why I never carry a purse, because I can just put this in my pocket.
Right.
This was in a beautiful brown little leather clutch. And so as I get there and they just hand me the little wallet, I was like, they didn't happen to put the clutch with it, did they? And the lady looked at me like, you little bitch, no.
Yeah.
You got your cards. And then I opened it. Where my free coffee card was that had all those stamps in it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding?
So they got your free purse and your coffee?
Yeah.
Are you more upset about? It's the coffee, right?
The coffee for yeah. sure. And then the thing is,
I can't believe it.
I know
coffee.
They took the coffee. But the thing is, this is a little leather guy here. It's rough. Like, my cards look like they have gone through hell and back. I think it got run over a couple times. So I have a feeling that clutch was probably ruined, but they had
be.
To have looked in the little wallet slit, you know, to see if there's anything good in there,
yeah.
where things usually hide, and they found that free coffee and took it, so I know.
Well, it's like their reward for being a good Samaritan.
I know, honestly, that's what I said. I was like, if I had cash in there and I'd seen the person who found this, I probably would have handed them cash.
Yeah.
So they get a free coffee on me, and the guy who forgot to put my extra shot in my coffee the last time I was there, who gave me that free coffee card? So,
gosh.
Thank you, good Samaritan.
On the bright side,
also, you're still kind of a thief.
Got your ID back and everything.
I
mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it does save you some real steps. Insurance cards, all that jazz.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I renewed all of it yesterday because my OCD would not let me not think
gotcha.
About
no,
it.
No,
no. No, I guess, yeah. What were you going to do? Wait and hope? Because that was, I mean, everybody would have thought that's hopeless.
Yeah. The only thing I was super worried about, I did have my passport card in here. And I was kind of like, dang it. What do I got to do for that? So I printed off all the stuff to go to the post office yesterday, but I was like, I'll put it off for a day. And now I'm glad I did.
Perfect.
Well, now you can find a college kid that's not 21 yet that kind of looks like you and give them that idea.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
This doesn't sell inspire it. For sell a whole other year.
That's yeah. definitely the right thing.
Yeah, you can make some cash off that.
Make some cash off of it and let another kid party for a year. Yeah,
all right, everyone. Kelly is selling fake IDs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, actually,
well, it's
no.
A real idea.
Yeah, Kelly's selling real IDs.
And it's the real ID, so you can, like, go to Canada and Mexico, zero questions asked or whatever.
Maitland's efficiency in getting that topic out there makes me think she is also selling. Just your Pinterest side hustle.
Yeah.
No.
You've said I'm losing a crafty licenses. Bitch before.
Yeah.
No.
You are partying with barely legals this weekend. I think we're on to something.
Oh, wow.
Is that true? Barely legal.
It's my sister's 21st birthday this weekend, and the whole family's coming.
Yeah. Does anyone want to guess if her younger sister has a fake ID with Maitland's face on it, Maitland's name? Because it seems like it might track
like
at
it
the
could
moment.
Could happen.
She surprisingly does not.
No.
Well, does
she found
sister...
her own way, didn't she?
Yeah, she has her own.
No, she doesn't have one.
Oh.
Does your sister have any weird-looking friends that might need an ID that say that they're 38?
No, I'll ask
maybe
her.
A dude that looks like Jimbo from The Simpsons?
Perfect.
No, that was rude. Didn't like it. Well, I did when I was saying it, but then I felt bad immediately after. Like,
it's okay. I'm just going to Google it and then think about it for a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
If you do it, it'll be like you're looking in a mirror today.
Oh, perfect. Thanks, Howings.
Yeah, you got it.
That was way worse. Well, about the same, actually.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.